This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to another episode of the Tune In With Dev podcast, the podcast to listen to if you're needing mental health guidance, you know, struggles, you need positive affirmations, just to hear things that you can resonate with and learn from, and just have a good time. My name is Dev. I'm your host, and man, we're on episode 9. Welcome to episode 9. I can't believe we're already here at episode 9, but I feel like every episode continues to get better and better and better. And I just hope that you're able to learn something or resonate with something from each of these episodes. Cause that's like kind of what my goal is when I'm planning as far as each episode, as far as when I plan it out or what I'm going to speak about. And I hope that something that you hear today resonates with yourself. Cause you know, coming up with the holidays and it's a lot of stress, a lot of, you know, mental battles that we go through, especially towards the late year going into a new year. So I hope that you, you know, have a good time, you know, enjoy yourself and hear something that, you know, kind of get your brain going, resonates with, and, you know, just appreciate y'all tuning in and get ready to tune in with Dev. This episode is for you, the viewer, the listener, the person that's taking in the information and just hearing it. And I hope that this one right here is one that really gets to you and kind of speaks to your soul, speaks to you as a person. And I think it'll be a good episode, a good fun episode. Like I said, it's not, we're going away from the whole structured clip by clip by clip. And we're going to just freestyle in to speak about the topics and just get the information out there. So that way it's not too complicated, not too cut up as far as the cuts and the edits of the podcast. And I just hope that, like I say, I just hope that it's something that you can resonate with. The first thing we're going to talk about is doing what you love or like, regardless of what anybody thinks, as far as that's your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people that you don't even know, to where you feel like you're not going to do it because you'll feel embarrassed or you feel like people think it's stupid, or just whatever explanation that you come up with in your head that's going to make you feel like I shouldn't do this because people are going to think it's stupid and dumb. If you love it and you like it, go for it. Life is so short, and I feel like we fail to realize that we may not even be here tomorrow, and it's we get stuck in the motion of thinking and of what society thinks is okay and what we think is their think is going to judge, and we just confuse ourselves and our mindset, and we forget. It's so simple to just think about what you love to do and what you like to do, as far as that's, if that's your job, your hobby, whatever it is. And if you're not going for it, you're going to resent that probably for the rest of your life. And you're going to always wonder what if, or what if I would have actually tried this, or what if I job, if I would have took this job that I was wanting, even though it's a little bit less pay, but it's something that I love to do, or this hobby that I want to make my career. And it's like, if you don't take that opportunity, you can look back on life 10, 15, 20 years later when you're not where you want to be, but you could have been if you would have took that leap of faith and believed in yourself and did what you wanted to do or what you love to do. If that's painting, if that's running for like some type of office, if that's, you know, being a family person, if that's being a streamer, if that's being a content creator, if that's being a going from being a nursing student or a, what's it called, a law student to being a psychologist or being something like something lower than that, but you have a passion for it as far as going and reaching for your goals. If you want to be an artist, a rap artist, a country artist, a painter, it doesn't matter. I'm just giving examples of what things that you may love to do or want to do. If you want to be a sports broadcaster, go for it. Look up how you can do it and go for it, because man, time is short and you don't have a lot of guaranteed time, and you don't want to get on that rat wheel, the mouse wheel of just living paycheck to paycheck, working a job that you don't really like, and you just do it just to make money. And it's like, you have to do things that make you happy, and you have to get out the mindset of doing things that will be looked weird upon in society. Stop thinking what your family is going to think. Stop thinking what your friends are going to think. Stop thinking what your romantic partner is going to think. If you communicate correctly and you go about it the right way, as far as working hard for it or doing what you want to do, as far as showing effort, that's all that's really going to truly matter. Because if you're going to do it, put your all into it. And that brings me to the next thing, is being your biggest supporter. Once you actually have experience of trying to chase your dreams or do things that's out the cultural norm, you'll kind of realize, you'll kind of see that it's kind of lonely in a sense, as far as support or just motivation, because it's at the end of the day, you're the one who's going to have to put in the work. On those days that you don't want to do it, there's not always going to be somebody there to push you to be like, hey, come on, you got to do this. You got to do this. It all comes down to yourself, and you have to be your biggest supporter, because in society, it's, I don't know how it got to it, but in society, it's weird to support your friends. It's weird to support the local artist, or it's weird to support the local streamer, the content creator, the person trying to start a business on their own, clothing, food, whatever it is. It's weird. And it's like, that's kind of like, you know, like weird to support. And I don't know how it got to that. You would think that it would be the opposite. That would be the people that want to support you, but people will support you once they see glimpses, or they see the success that you're trying to get to. Because once you get to that success, everybody's going to be like, oh, I knew that person. I knew him. I knew her. But guess what? When you were working your butt off and doing all these extra hours after work, after you're hanging out with your family, trying to squeeze in time to do this, that, and this, and you finally get to that point, you have, you know, all the motivation you need from yourself, and you can't rely on other people. So that's why I say, be your biggest supporter. Even when you feel like you're getting down, find a way to get out that rut, find a way to get that motivation and get that fire back in you, and to get back out and do the things that you want to do, because there's not anybody coming to save you as far as you working on what you want to work on or pushing you to the point that you want to get to, because all the hard work comes from yourself. And the support from yourself, because, man, the support is all in within, it's all within you. And that's what you have to know as far as not relying on other people. In today's society, there's things that we kind of struggle with. And when I say society, I mean just like a general sense of people. And the thing that I'm speaking about is remaining teachable. It may seem like a simple statement or like a small thing, but it goes a long way. It can work in any scenario, in your life, as far as school, sports, your job, your family, anything. Even it goes into communication within your relationships or your friends, your romantic relationships, your family. Remaining teachable is something that has to be worked on and not like seen as a bad thing, because not knowing everything, that's everybody. Not everybody knows everything, and you don't know everything. Just because you feel like you may know something, there's always things to learn. And remaining teachable and not getting upset when somebody's trying to show you something or give you some advice, or because you go to that mode of, man, I know what I'm doing. But it's like they're not having ill intentions. They're just trying to help you and give you some tips or advice. And it's like, if every time someone tries to help you or teach you something, you feel like, oh, no, I got it. Then it's like, how can you ever learn? Because it's like the smartest person in the room is the person that always wants to learn. You have to want to keep learning and getting more knowledge, because you don't know everything. You can feel like you're an expert at something, but you can always learn. And we're speaking about learning. Another thing that we can learn and keep pushing forward and getting better at each and every single day is learning to apologize and learning to communicate. Like I said, that may seem so simple, but that is the very, very like tippity top main factor in a lot of relationships, as far as especially romantic relationships, marriages, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you are in. A lot of times your arguments, your back and forths, your misunderstandings, you're getting mad at one another, sad about something that somebody said. It's a lot of miscommunication, and communication plays a big part. And also apologizing, because you should never feel too big or too honored or too prideful to apologize, because you have it stuck in your mindset that I'm not about to apologize, because even though I know I'm wrong. And that's a personal battle that you have to get over, as far as thinking that just because you don't want to admit that you're wrong, that apologizing isn't the right way to go about it. So you should definitely learn how to implement that into your daily life and communicate and apologize. And ways that you can do that is in your everyday life. Next time, hey, think next time whenever you're in an argument, what are we arguing about? Get to the simple root of it. You didn't take out the trash. That's the simple root of it. So communicate. So you could have communicated, or you can communicate going forward. Hey, I understand that I didn't do this. So going forward, I'm going to let you know what I'm going to do better in this. I apologize, because a lot of times an apology goes a long way, and it's communication that can keep pushing you forward in these marriages, these relationships, these friendships, these even at work. So I hope that something that I touched on today is something that kind of can resonate with you. It's something that you're going through right now in your relationship or in your life, and or in something that you're dealing with. And I hope that it can continue to, you know, spring you forward and becoming a better person each and every day, and help you as far as your mental health and just your daily life or your relationship with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your kids, your even yourself. And taking time and personal time for yourself is something that we fail to realize that we need, and we just keep pushing ourselves. And we need to take time to just have a moment to ourselves and, you know, big up yourself and applaud yourself and all the things that you're doing correctly, because there's negatives, but there's also positives. So I just want to say thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Next week, we got another episode dropping. So if you want to tune back in, I appreciate y'all. My Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all tuning with Dev. So if you want to reach out, if you want to comment, leave something that you want to hear me speak about, or if you would like to hear spoken about, you can always do that. And I thank y'all again. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hey, tune in next time with Dev, and I appreciate y'all again. Peace.